Now, Clostridium difficile, or C. diff, is a potentially lethal and often hospital-acquired infection of the gut that causes bloating, diarrhoea and abdominal pain. One strain, called O27, is particularly aggressive and has caused 50,000 cases and 5,000 deaths in recent years in the UK alone. It's often associated with a disruption of the bacteria that normally live in the gut, called the gut microbiota, so it can be a big problem when people are treated with broad-spectrum antibiotics. Now, new research at the Sanger Institute in Cambridge, the University of Aberdeen and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has identified a cocktail of bacteria which, when fed to infected mice, clears out the C. diff. Brendan Wren from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine is involved in the project and he joins us now. Brendan, thank you ever so much for joining us. So what really is the problem with C. diff?
It's a very unusual infection since that antibiotics, which we all rely on, actually ends up exacerbating the disease. So when patients are given antibiotics, it kills the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria, and it disturbs the gut microbial balance. In other words, the antibiotics are indiscriminate. And under these conditions, the bacterium Clostridium difficile takes over, it produces toxins, and as you mentioned, it can cause death and severe diarrhoea.
So how do we treat it?
There are some antibiotics that can be used, but these, again, do disturb the microflora. And under these conditions, you know, patients can become more and more ill and they can have multiple relapses. So it's quite a desperate chronic disease to the extent where in some countries people have attempted to replace the microflora with bacteria from the faeces of a patient or a near relative. So this fecal transplantation has been used fairly successfully in many cases to restore the microflora and overcome Clostridium difficile infection.
Now, fecal transplant, the very idea of it, has got quite a lot of yuck factor associated with it. Was this what inspired you to look for this particular cocktail of bacteria that you found?
Well, the colleagues at the Sanger Institute have done exactly that, but the important part of the study is that they've mimicked the human disease in mice, and that's allowed them to follow the disease and follow the populations of the bacteria in the gut using the new 16S sequencing methods. And this allowed them to know the relative proportions of all the very complex bacteria that are there. And sure enough, when antibiotics are taken, Clostridium difficile does take over the gut. And they were able to monitor, you know, which bacteria became available as the mice recovered, and ended up choosing a collection of six specific bacteria that could be used as a cocktail as a form of bacteria therapy. So now we have a more rational approach as to restoring the gut microflora rather than using fecal transplantation.
It certainly gets over some of the yuck factor, doesn't it? What bacteria were these? Were these things we already knew about, or is there something actually new to science here?
Most of them are quite obscure, and three of them were actually quite novel, and they've been fully sequenced now and can study them in far more detail. So three of them were completely novel, and I'm sure that there may well be other bacteria out there that might be quite useful in a cocktail to help get back to restore the normal microflora.
Now, is it something in particular about these bacteria that you think is performing the role, or would it really work with any cocktail that's the right balance of bacteria?
I think it's only some bacteria would allow this for various reasons. It's to do with competition for food there are many different factors, but not any old bacteria would be capable of doing this. So it's a form of probiotics, but it's a more rational approach. And we still have a lot to do to really understand why these in particular are good, and I'm sure there are probably some others out there as well.
So what's going to be the next step? Presumably we can't just use the same bacteria because these are from mice, but can we apply the same sorts of techniques to looking at the human gut microbiota and trying to work out if there are key microbes that we can then, as you said, put into a probiotic that we then use to treat C. diff?
Yes, that's what we're doing currently for a new MRC £3 million grant, and we're looking at patients that come into hospital before, after, during infection and during reinfection. And using the new sequencing techniques, we will follow all the bacteria that are in their guts and work out an ideal combination that would allow rational bacteria therapy.
Now, they say that your gut microbiota is as unique to you as your fingerprint. Does this mean that actually we'll have to work out a new cocktail for each person? Or in the mice, did you find that actually there were these core bacteria that worked for every mouse you tested?
At the moment, it did seem to work for most mice. But again, we won't know what happened in humans. But there are some general species that we have great hope for. And although people do have individual microbes, there are thousands of species, the point is that some of these were particularly good at growing and counteracting the effects of competition with Clostridium difficile.
Fantastic. Well, thank you ever so much, Brendan. And you can find a paper about this work by Trevor Lawley et al. That was published in the journal PLOS Pathogens this week.